He is our chief medical explanationist. He also happens to be a fantastic doctor in his own right, Dr. Terry Simpson. Good morning, Dr. Simpson.
Good morning.
I'm sorry you're not feeling well. He was going to join us in the studio, but he was concerned of making us ill. Thank you for that.
Well, I didn't want you to have to utilize your insurance benefit.
There is that. So, Dr. Simpson, you are a proponent. You see Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, as a positive. With your 30,000-foot view, tell me why it's such a good thing.
Well, people tend to focus on the marketplace and what's happening in the marketplace in terms of the insurance. But you have to realize that Obamacare is more than just that single thing. There are 10 provisions in Obamacare. And so to focus on the one is, okay, healthcare is expensive. It's not cheap. Healthcare is going up. We have the highest cost of healthcare in the world. There's no doubt that that needs to be addressed. One of the things that we know is you can't blame Obamacare for the rising cost of healthcare costs. If anything, the economists are pretty uniform in saying it's gone down. It's probably gone down because more people are covered. But clearly, it's not perfect. But the other parts of Obamacare are pretty good. So the ability for a child to stay on their parents' plan until age 26, everybody universally agrees is a good thing. The ability to not be denied insurance because of a pre-existing condition, that's a very good thing. The ability to expand Medicaid throughout the state has saved rural hospitals, has allowed hospitals to offer more services to people. And even though insurance is expensive, too expensive, healthcare is too expensive, what happens is we have more people that are covered. And no matter how you look at it, the more people that are covered, we have had a decrease in personal bankruptcy in the state of Arizona, and that's just helpful. Now, like I said, it's not perfect, but we tend to forget there are 10 parts of Obamacare, and we tend to focus on the one, but that's why I like most of it. Yeah.
We're talking with Dr. Terry Simpson in our Obamacare hour here and the impacts it has on Arizona. And he's in favor of Obamacare, likes what it has. And, Doc, I will agree with you that there are some aspects of Obamacare, the staying on your insurance until you're 26, your parents' insurance until you're 26, the pre-existing conditions, the lifetime and annual limits on coverage eliminated. There are some goods, but on the flip side of that, you've got some 30 million people who currently buy private health insurance, and many of them have had their plans canceled by insurance companies because those plans don't meet the 10 essential health benefits. And the cost to replace a lot of those insurances are higher because of the services that are being provided, like maternity care, which you guys don't really need. So what is the alternative to that?
Well, first of all, you have to say, what do you want to have basic insurance cover for everybody? Do you want a cafeteria plan or not? And it's much easier to, from a 30,000-foot level, to say you want insurance cover to take care of in-hospital costs, out-of-hospital costs. You want insurance coverage to be able to take care of maternity costs. You want these things, and to do that, it has to do for when you start pulling that stuff away, you give the insurance companies reasons to pull it away from people who need them. So you want to have a universal coverage. The more people that are covered, the less expensive insurance gets.
But we also find out, though, that a lot of people are choosing not to get coverage because the cost has gone up so much. Some 4 million people say that they would rather pay the tax than purchase the health insurance. And these are a lot of the healthy people that need to be paying into the system in order for the system to survive.
Well, the system will survive, but I think that you have to look on the other end. You're talking about those who'd rather pay the tax, and if you're young and healthy, you do, until you're young and healthy and get into a traumatic accident. Health insurance is costly, but health care is more costly. And I think that's where the plans need to be addressed. The expansion of Medicaid has saved rural hospitals in Arizona, so people in rural cities have their hospital in their city that they can go to, that if we had not expanded that, it wouldn't have gone there.
But,
more people are choosing to opt out, younger people, we would love it if more younger people would come in. On the economic side, that would be very helpful to change those pools. The difficulty is that they would rather pay the tax, but overall, when we look at where we are today versus where we were 6 years ago, there are far more people insured than there were 6 years ago. What we had 6 years ago definitely wasn't working. This isn't perfect, but it's sure a lot better than where we were.
Am I exaggerating to say that while there are people who were not insured before, primarily, let's go ahead and say some of the less advantaged, socioeconomic, lower on the scale, poor people now have opportunities. There's a group in the middle now who can't afford the insurance they had before, and we've kind of swapped one out for the other.
But overall, the numbers are down, though, right?
Yes.
Overall, the numbers of people who are insured are down. And again, you have to sort of look at the macroeconomic side and say, maybe it's time to start looking at the public option, which was something that was not put into Obamacare. Maybe it's time that people have the option of going on to a Medicare or Medicaid at a lower cost. Maybe it's time that we start looking at that if we want that. Because like I said, health insurance is expensive, but health care is more expensive. And that's always the thing that one has to balance out.
We're talking with Dr. Terry Simpson right now on the KTAR Newsmaker line, our one-hour special on Obamacare in Arizona. And, Doctor, we're hearing of these higher costs that people are paying. How mm-hmm. here in Maricopa County, we've got one insurance plan, and state regulators have approved an increase of 75%, a rate increase on that. So we're talking about higher costs, but there is a concern out there among folks that they're getting lower quality care. As a doctor, are you hearing anything from those colleagues within the medical community about the challenges they have with the Affordable Care Act, whether or not they're going to continue to accept it, or whether they're going to get out of the profession altogether? Because there was some talk early on that this could lead to a doctor shortage. What are you seeing?
Well, we're having a physician shortage anyway, and that's a critical problem. We have a critical physician shortage with family practice doctors. And it's going to continue to be something. That has little to do with Obamacare. There are physicians who will say they simply won't take it. And if they don't want to take that, just like if I choose not to take Blue Cross Blue Shield, they choose to do that. But I don't know any physician who treats a patient differently based on whether they have insurance or not, or what insurance they have. I'm not going to treat somebody better because they have a Cigna great plan versus someone who has a reimburses me poorly plan. It's just not how you do it. You're in the business to do medicine. But there are physicians who will opt out of Medicare, physicians who will opt out of Medicaid, physicians who will opt out of plans for a variety of reasons. So it's not that, you know, but there is a general overall physician shortage, which is another problem that has to be addressed over all the states.
Dr. Terry Simpson, thank you for your time this morning.